Warning, this podcast will contain adult content, adult humor, adult language, talking about boobs, boobs in general, and the occasional spoiler or two.
Hey, hey, I'm going to be talking about man bits, too.
Today we have a good show for you, I hope. For those of you who heard our first podcast and decided to come back, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. And today we also have a surprise guest for you. Lavi, say hello.
Hello.
Trying to copy me. Anyway,
I'm not.
Yes, you were from that one time. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about Full Metal Alchemist, the anime, both series, as well as the movie and the manga, and talk about the differences. It should be interesting, hopefully. Not much of a manga buff on this one, but that's why we have Itsuki here, as well as Lavi, because apparently they've read it, I think. Is that true?
I have.
Okay, fine. Call me a liar.
Liar.
And so far.
Yeah, well. And we also have our Who's Who in Anime game, and today it's Itsuki's turn to be stumped.
Mm.
As you heard on the last episode, I was so mad about that. But anyway, it's time for me to get my revenge. So we'll do that at the end of the show today. So first, let's talk about what is Full Metal Alchemist. Would you like to do the honors, Itsuki?
Can I pull up Wikipedia? Or are you gonna copy? Oh, hey, that's even. Oh crap. The wrong thing. Okay, I can click. I'm awesome. Okay. There we go. Okay. I'm going to be lazy and read the synopsis from Anime News Network because I can.
And that's our favorite website to get info.
Yeah, I love me some anime. Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay. According to Anime News Network, and it's right, but I'm just lazy. After losing their mother, Alphonse and Edward Elric attempt to bring her back using the forbidden science of human alchemy. However, alchemy operates on the theory of equivalent trade, and breaking the human alchemy taboo carries a heavy price. Ed loses his leg, and Al loses his body. Ed is able to seal Al's soul inside a huge suit of armor at the cost of his arm. Years later, Ed, now with two mechanical limbs, and Al, still trapped in the armor, leave their childhood home, each brother concerned with the other's happiness. Ed, who has a natural talent and skill for alchemy, becomes nationally certified and is soon known everywhere as the Full Metal Alchemist. Their true objective is to search for any information on the fabled Philosopher's Stone, hoping it will allow them to regain their old bodies. All of their hopes rest with this mythical stone, which may not even exist at all. However, the brothers soon learn that they are not the only ones after the powerful stone.
You know, I have to say, out of all the ones I could think of, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it leaves you wanting more, and...
Yeah. Of course, I mean, I think that summary was a pretty good one I could even think of, frankly.
And, better than one I could bullshit through.
Yeah, seriously. Still, though... As you can understand, this is basically about two brothers trying to get back what they lost. That's pretty much what you can tell from this summary, at least. Are you in agreement?
Yeah. I mean, definitely about two bros. They hang out. They do cool stuff. Wait a minute. No, that's not right. They don't hang out. Well, they do hang out. Cool stuff, kind of.
Cool stuff kind of falls in their lap just by going on their travels.
Yeah.
Frankly. But I have to say, for the first portion, since I was the one who saw... I only saw the anime, at least the first series that came out, not the Brotherhood. And I quite enjoyed it. It was real funny, especially with Ed and his little... What is it called?
The short rant?
Short rant's little... You know, he was always a speck.
Chibi?
That works.
Who are you calling so snobby? Give me quick my ass!
I didn't say that.
I love how he would exaggerate that.
Yeah. I know. Oh.
Like, they would say short, and he would just go on this rant and name, like, five different ways of saying short.
short rant, man. The short rant.
Well, it had its humor, and it had its suspense definitely in there.
Oh my god, yes.
And, of course, the first series, from what I understand, didn't follow the manga as closely as the second, but... I haven't been able to see the second series in its entirety, or the manga, frankly. Just haven't had time to read it. That's why I leave it to you, Itsuki.
Okay, well, the first anime stays in line with the manga up until Hughes died. And if you didn't know that, I'm sorry. That's like common knowledge at this point. But yeah,
don't forget, we also had that in the occasional spoiler or two.
Yeah, but... I figure it's nice to rewarn people
just in case
they're like, oh no, they won't take us seriously. No, we really mean it. We're going to like lay everything out on this because it's Full Metal.
These podcasts are more of a review on the series, basically. It's not saying like you should watch it and all that. We'll say that at the end anyway, but this is more or less reviewing the series and talking about the series in general. So you're, of course, going to hear spoilers.
Yeah. The first anime branches off when Hughes dies. From there, it pretty much runs its own thing, and that's mostly because that's about as far as the manga had gotten. So they just had to kind of roll with their own thing. They actually knew what Arakawa wanted to do with the ending of the manga, but they decided to do something totally different so that nobody would have any idea about what was going on, which is why they did what they did, which is take it into our world and blah, 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 blah.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
I guess the other way to look at it was they got to Nazi Germany.
And they got to fuck with our heads.
I wouldn't necessarily call that our world in general, because some of the things that they had going on were way out there.
Well, our universe. Well, no, it really wasn't that way out there, honestly.
There were just some scenes in there that just didn't seem to me, historically accurate, but we're not watching this thing for history.
Yeah, no, this is not... Watching Full Metal for history is like watching Hikalia for history. You just don't do it.
I was going to say something along the lines, it's like watching hentai expecting a good plot.
Yeah, that too.
Or porn, frankly.
Well, unless you can count tentacles as good porn. But hey, some people do. I'm not judging you. If you like tentacles, you like tentacles. That's your thing. Just, it's not mine.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks about talking about, I guess, one of the genres under hentai. Or
tentacles.
Categories. So, of course, then again, I also have that friend who seems to think that hentais have plots to them. I haven't figured that one out yet. Let's see.
Like you're saying, that's neither here nor there. Full Metal is... God, I love Full Metal so much.
Don't you have a tattoo?
I do, actually. I have the Full Metal tattooed on my ankle. And once I can get a picture of it, I will. And I will put it up on the site.
So, the first series, it really... I have to say it got more people into wanting to find out what actually happened in the manga, considering that the first series was missing some key points. And you could see that there were certain things missing that just didn't make sense.
Yeah, that they're just going, okay, yeah, we'll just explain it like this.
Yeah, there were points in that. Of course, I did kind of like how they... for the first episode, they started off showing what the boys did, and then... They showed somewhere in the middle where Ed was already a state alchemist and whatnot. I kind of liked how they showed that instead of showing how he became a state alchemist. They later did show how that happened, but I still kind of like how they did that with the first series.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that carried over into the second or not.
Mostly.
So, I do like the fact that when the movie came about, it actually picked up pretty much where the series, the first one at least, left off.
It's almost a seamless transition, honestly.
I mean, sure, they're going to have a time skip in where Ed's been living in our world trying to get his life back together or try to get some kind of a life.
Yeah. Full Metal Alchemist, The Conqueror of Shambhala is the movie. It's set in pre-World War II Germany.
Do you want to read the
synopsis for that, too?
It's up to you. I mean,
Let's see if I can not be lazy for a moment. Yeah, sure, okay, I'll do it. Oh, wait, no, that's... There it is. I can read.
Yes, folks, Itsuki can read. I'm surprised.
I can read. Munich, Germany, 1923. 2 years have passed since Edward Elric was dragged from his own world to ours, leaving behind his country, his friends, and his younger brother, Alphonse. Stripped of his alchemical powers, he has been all this time researching rocketry together with Alphonse Heydrich, a young man who resembles his own brother, hoping to one day find a way home. His efforts so far had proven fruitless, but after lending a hand to a troubled gypsy girl, Edward is thrown in a series of events that can wreak havoc in both worlds. Meanwhile, in his own world, Alphonse Elric ventures deeper into the mysteries of alchemy in search for a way to reunite with his older brother.
Again, that's a pretty good summary, I think, on there. It doesn't necessarily say some of the stuff like some people kind of mistake in Alphonse Elric, not Alphonse Heydrich, if you will. Edward's brother as Ed in some cases, because he was wearing the same getup.
Yeah, because Lowell Owl wears the coat.
He was wearing his brother's coat and whatnot, and he was walking with a suit of armor at one point or another.
And High is totally Al's doppelganger because everybody, or so they say, everybody has a counterpart in our universe to their universe.
Well,
now this is going on first series logic, not
No. The way it worked out, from what I understand, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you. You could think of it as along the same lines as parallel universes, if you will.
Yeah. Well, it's like the twin theory.
The whole idea that, and they explained it in the series, that there was a branch off between our world and their world. And that branch off was the science of alchemy, which really did exist in our world at one point or another. It just didn't kick off because it was believed to be bogus.
Yeah, it was quackery.
It was believed to be just a bunch of nonsense and didn't kick off in our world. But apparently in their world, it worked. So that's where the major differences in the history changed over. And I know they explained that in the series or the movie. I'm pretty sure it was near the end of the series.
Yeah, mostly in the series where he's... I haven't watched it in a while. Give me a second.
Where he meets his father on the other side of the gate.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Right when he meets Hohenheim, when he's put into the body of the kid that looks like him but with short hair.
Yeah.
That's when Hohenheim's like, yeah, lol, this is how it is.
Well,
and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's the other thing we need to explain about his father as well, and for everybody to understand what was going on with that.
Well, thing is, about that, Hohenheim is kind of different in every incarnation.
Yeah, he is.
That'll take a little bit of explaining.
Yeah, and the crazy woman on the other side.
Crazy woman, huh?
The one that the homunculi follow. I can't remember her name for the life of me at the moment.
Oh, Dante.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
yeah, she's only first anime.
Yeah. Well, the first anime is all I know. I'm sorry. I haven't seen the second one.
No, I know. I'm just saying she's only first anime. Mm. And she's one of the parts where they're just kind of like,
let's make this shit up.
Yeah, let's bullshit through this, okay.
Well, how many series have we seen that are like that? I mean, I can think, there's one series I can think of that was total improv, and that was Ghost Stories.
Well, that's different, though.
I'm just
that's
saying
just it. The dialogue. I'm not talking about the plot.
It's still similar. They were making up the plot on the way to go. They just had the anime to go with it. They didn't have to animate it. It was already there.
Yeah.
So they were making up some kind of bullshit plot.
Sounds kind of like Shin-Chan, actually.
Shin-Chan had a plot? This is news?
Well, I don't know if you would call it a plot. But
ass dance.
Dude, I love the ass dance. Okay, anyway. Lobby, do you have anything to put in about the first anime? Or the movie?
Just that I really enjoyed the movie.
So you didn't enjoy the first series, but you enjoyed the movie.
Well, we'll have to get into with the second series about that, because I did enjoy the first series. I just didn't, after seeing the second series, I found the second series more emotional. Like, they played out the emotions better of all the characters.
Yeah.
If you were going to say the first one wasn't emotional, I'd have to remind you about Hughes' death. My God.
No, it totally was. It totally was. It totally was. I mean, it's, I like them all. They're both on their own plane of likeness for me. I like them all for, you know, various reasons.
Various reasons.
Yes. But yeah. I did enjoy the movie and the first series quite a bit. I was sad when the first series ended, and I was like, aww. And then the movie came out, and I was like, yay! And then the movie ended, and I was like, aww.
Man, you just have those points in your emotions where everything just is up and down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yay. They're continuing the series. Oh, they lie. Yay, they're doing it again. Aww.
Yeah, and then I found out there was a second series, and I was like, yay. And then the second series ended, and I was like, aww.
What about the OVA? You forgot about the OVAs.
I've only seen two of them now, so.
Yeah, but I didn't really think that the OVAs had much to do with the series. I'm sorry.
No, I really didn't think so either. I think it was just more like, oh, hey, let's do something because the fans are sad.
Yeah, yeah. They were just a little bit of character development with the Blind Alchemist OVA, and then a bit of silly with the Chibi Party, and the kids one was supposed to make you cry, and it worked. And the other one where it's like, shit, what is it called?
It's called Reflections, and unless there's another one, the one I saw was called Reflections, and it was basically just like a running preview of like the series, like all the important moments.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one. I've seen the other one, though, where it's like, it's older. It's from when the Chibi Party came out.
Let me pull out the disc, because I've got it.
And it's like, You're Saint Alchemist Jew. It's funny. It's kind of ridiculous and very silly.
I have to say the Chibi one was cool.
Rap party. There was the kids short. There was that live action featurette with the armor of Al walking down the street. And then there was interactive experience. Is what they call this first one.
Hmm.
I have no clue what the hell that's about. I'd have to watch it.
Oh, it's probably one of those, like a choose-your-own-adventure type where it's first person.
Yeah,
you don't actually choose anything.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. It's, like, really first-person point of view. It's the state versus homunculi, I think, or alchemist versus homunculi. Yeah. Here it is.
And it's probably, like, one of those first-person accounts where they talk to you, but you don't actually do anything. It's kind of, like, supposed to be from your perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Here.
What, like a Final Fantasy kind of crap thing?
Yeah, exactly, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Or like any first-person shooter.
Yeah, actually.
Or
like Halo, where it's all your point of view.
Yeah.
Or in my friend's case, it could be one of those hentai games he loves so much. Ugh.
Oh yes, dating sims, dating sims.
I wouldn't call that a dating sim per se.
Well, they're called.
That'd be kind of fun if they made a Fullmetal Alchemist dating sim.
I know, right? I'd be up for that. Anyway, I'm not going to be a creeper.
too late. Well,
okay,
maybe
so
we should
did...
start talking about the different characters, especially since we also put in the disclaimer that we'll be talking about boobs in general.
Oh, yeah, boobs.
So let's start with the one that actually... what's the best way to describe her? I guess by her name, Lust.
Boobilicious.
That's one way to look at it.
Boobilicious. She's one of the characters that did not change from the transition of the first anime to manga to Brotherhood. She really did not change. She did a little bit, but not a whole lot. Hmm.
I felt that she wasn't really in it that long, either, in the second series.
Well, she had to go.
Well, yeah.
She had to go. I liked her, though. I really do like Lust.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's the one thing I liked about the movie, was that all their counterparts were in there.
Yeah.
And Edward recognized them all, but they were completely different.
Yes. Oh, man. And fucking, like, Scar Doppelganger and Lust Doppelganger hanging out. I was like, oh! Mm-hmm. Oh,
Wasn't it Scar's brother that was in love with her?
Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm. See, I can remember bits and pieces. It's in there. I think it's been about like 3 or 4 years since I've seen the actual anime. So,
yes, I think that was... it's all getting mixed up now. I think that was actually... I'm trying to remember if that was actually from Brotherhood or the first anime.
No, it was in the first anime.
I thought it
anime.
Was from the first anime.
It's in the okay. first anime. It has to okay. be, because I haven't seen the second.
Okay, yeah, then that's totally first anime canon.
I think it's when they talk about her and her past or something like that, because I remember there being, like, bits and pieces of her past, of her,
yeah.
you know, through the ages as a homunculi.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And she, like, integrated herself into there, and, like, she actually fell in love with them, I think.
Yeah, she
but
did.
But they couldn't, because she was what she was, she couldn't, like, be with them.
Yeah.
Well, she was also trying to get him to make a philosopher's stone, if I remember
correctly.
So
that she could be human, so that she could stay with him, which is why he was trying to make a philosopher's stone.
Did he actually know what she was? I didn't think he did.
I think so, because that's why he was trying to make the philosopher's stone.
I didn't think he knew.
I think he did.
I don't think he would have made it otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't have tried.
Yeah, but then she went to his brother after, went to Scar after Scar's brother died. Because I can't remember his name right now, so I have to use that term.
Scar's brother? Yeah, he really, he has a name, but...
I can't remember off the top of my head. And
I don't think they ever
through.
Really say it much. He just calls him his brother.
They said it once or twice.
Yeah, I think they said it all twice. So his name is Scar's brother.
Officially, that's what we're calling him.
Yeah. Listener, if you know the name of Scar's brother, you win points. I don't know what the points are. But tell us in comments or something. Tweet us something.
You know, even in the wiki, it comes up as Scar's brother.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not even Wikipedia knows.
It says aliases, brother.
Now I'm suddenly reminded of that song, Brother, for the series.
No.
Yes, I know. I love that song. It's so pretty.
I will bawl. Okay.
No, you'll bawl with Hughes's death and, of course, Alicia screaming for her dad. That was a bawling moment.
Oh, my God. I'm getting teary just thinking about it. Seriously. Oh, my God.
Well, it was just the cuteness factor with his daughter saying it. Yeah. I mean, she was such a little girl, and she really didn't understand what was going on at the time, and it was just real sad. Especially
cuteness.
Because... his daughter was cute.
She was so cute, but it wasn't cuteness. It was more like BRB slashing my wrists. Oh, my God.
No, I meant her cuteness played in the factor how sad it was.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't saying that it was cute that she was saying it, but more the fact that she was It was her cuteness and not understanding it that made it worse. It kind of reminds me of a scene from Yu Yu Hakusho where the little boy that Yusuke saved was asking if he can play with Yusuke the next day.
Yeah.
Even though he was dead and he didn't understand, it was very sad. So, I mean, as far as that, and Hughes was a character that people got attached to with the fact that he was just so funny and outgoing, he seemed. But he had his serious moments, too.
Mm-hmm. Hughes was epic.
I think it's because he's a character that a lot can relate to. There are a lot of people that are like that.
Yeah. He's like the epic dad and, like, just amazing, amazing and hot.
Yeah, I like the scruffiness.
Yes.
No, like sorry. Lust was hot. I'm sorry.
Lust was hot.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's why she was named Lust.
Exactly. She was aptly named.
Oh, yeah. But shouldn't we talk about the homunculi that were there by the names of the seven sins?
Yeah, I can talk.
Go ahead. Talk. I'd love to hear it other than a raspberry.
Greed was greed. He was greedy. He was awesome. He had lackeys and henchmen. Gluttony stuck around Lust, and he ate and ate and ate. And that actually became really important in the manga and Brotherhood. Are we going to talk about the manga now?
If you want to.
Okay. The manga is, well, the manga is the manga.
It's
the manga. And it's very near and dear to my heart. It's one of the first manga I ever read.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Actually, yeah, I have to say it was. I can remember that now. Because this was way before things like Bleach and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's the first manga volume I ever bought. So, yeah.
You go out and buy Naruto for me, and I was happy for that. I still haven't bought anything else.
Yeah, well, you know.
As far as manga.
You're more an anime dude.
Hey. I was reading some manga. It just happened to be Naruto.
Well, hey, exactly, and that's why I knew you'd like the volume of Naruto. Sorry, got stuck.
As always.
Yeah, okay. Where was I talking about? Manga, right. The difference is really between the manga and the first anime is after Hughes dies, everything goes to shit. That's not a difference, but it goes to shit in a different way.
That's an interesting way to describe it. It went to shit. Don't you think so, Lavi?
Lavi!
Yeah. I think that was definitely a turning point to where everything started to pick up and culminate.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible to say it like this, but it was the kick in the ass that Roy needed.
Yeah, it's when shit went down.
Yeah.
Well, they always say for a good plot, you shouldn't be afraid to kill off a character that is not like some random dude, but somebody who's important to the series for overall character development.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are plenty of people like that.
And it wasn't like he was like a major character, but he was enough of one that it affected everybody else.
Yeah.
It's less that he was important to the audience and more that he was really important to the other character.
Mm-hmm, to the people around him.
Yeah.
And that's what it showed with the character development for both Roy and Edward.
Yeah.
I mean, it showed for both how he really affected their lives.
He was a brother and a best friend and I'm not going to go into the other bit. To Roy.
And a supporter.
Yes. And
In both series and the manga. He was very much his ground that he stood on and
yes.
You know, and what happened when that's pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah. And he was a bit of a father figure to Ed.
Yeah.
For the very brief time that he was in Ed's life.
Well,
he and Gracia and Alicia gave Ed a family. Mm-hmm. That Ed had really never known, other than his own brother.
I think, wasn't it, if I remember correctly in the first series, didn't Roy try to keep that from the brothers? That he died?
He did. He did for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And I believe Edward got mad because he kept it from him.
Well, of course. It made a deeper impact on him when he found out the way he did.
Yeah, he did the same thing in the manga in Brotherhood.
I mean, sure, he was... Roy was trying to protect them in his own way, hoping that it wouldn't destroy the brothers.
He didn't want them to get distracted from their goal, and he knew that that's what would happen. And it did distract them, but it also gave them motivation, just like it gave Roy motivation.
Of course. Really, I think you said it earlier, it was like the ground was just taken from underneath them, really. Just how much of an impact it had on them. And then once they got back up, it gave them motivation to continue going, if for nothing else than to complete a goal that they had promised with everyone, including Hughes.
Yeah.
They were gonna do it.
And I think they wouldn't want his death to be in vain like that if they were to just give up.
No, and again, this proves that while people were sad, I mean, I got teary-eyed with the funeral and whatnot on it. I'm a guy, I'll admit it. It was very sad. It was hard not to be. But it proves that even though they killed off a character like him, it still proves to be character development for some of the characters. Or at least the main ones in this case.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid to do that with some series, because if there's no such thing as happy endings where everybody's alive and well and everything is grand. You're always going to lose somebody important eventually. So. And I guess that's the way to look at it with this one, is that they tried to make it more realistic in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. Oh my God.
I mean, In the movie, you see how Roy is missing an eye. He's missing an eye.
Freaking pirate.
I know.
I don't know, though. Seeing him trying to light a cigarette for one of his... Who was originally somebody who was his subordinate, was... It just didn't look right.
Well, he...
Yeah, I know. He was... They're technically... They were his superiors at the time.
Yeah, Havoc and Breda became his superiors because he resigned his commission.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it still just didn't look right. It looked like he was a broken man.
Well, it was also awkward because he was having to use a match.
Yeah.
And that's the point. It was awkward and depressing and
wrong.
It was wrong. And they knew it and they were like, God damn it, no, you're coming back. And they dragged him back from his emo snow cabin.
wait a minute. I don't remember them dragging him back. He showed up on his own.
Them coming there
to get him. They went there to get him, but they left him. They weren't able to get him to come back. Near the end of the movie...
I don't mean literally grabbing his collar and dragging him back to Central.
They
gave him the flick in the forehead, like, hey, fucker, wake the fuck up.
I don't know.
You need to finish this.
He came back. That was awesome.
No, I thought it was funny. Those two remarked about saying, and isn't he supposed to be under us? And we're taking orders from him?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All of a sudden he yells at them and they snap to attention.
Exactly. Another person who is very important in the manga and Brotherhood is Havoc. So important to Roy.
Mm-hmm.
When he is paralyzed by lust, because Lowell Havoc, I love Havoc, like, not even gonna lie, love him. He ends up getting in a relationship with Lust, who he knows as Solaris, and he finds out that she's a homunculi. A homunculi, verb, I can talk.
Are you sure?
No, actually, I'm not.
I'm not 100% sure. English is your first language.
I like to think it is. I'm not always sure, though. Sometimes I think it's gibberish.
Babble.
I'm going to talk in Morse code one of these days. He ends up getting paralyzed from the hips down. and ends up in a hospital bed going, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck. He ends up getting paralyzed because Lust stabs him through the back with her giant long fingernails of doom.
Giant long fingernails of doom.
And then, like, a building collapses on top of him and Roy is stuck, and he can't, like... He does end up getting to him. He, like, throws a beam off of himself, and he's like, fuck. You know that face? The face that's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, like, Roy for, like, 10 minutes. He's just like, fuck, this is havoc. The derp, who is my sharpshooter, and Jacqueline, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Oh, God.
Okay, you remember us talking about Hay, and he was in, like, the hot tactical gear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Havoc wears something very similar to that with a ski mask, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It's awesome. Yes.
You know, you should say what series that's from.
Darker Than Black.
Some people don't know that.
Well, they do now. Hay is from Darker Than Black, and he's very hot and amazing. The end.
go watch it. Not exactly yes. like that, but please continue.
I'm pretty close, though. Also, he eats a lot. The end.
Nah, you know what? The chief was fine for me. Thank you. Personality, yeah, though, could have...
She was kind of annoying, actually. But anyway, Havoc.
At least she knew what she wanted. Go.
Hey. Havoc ends up getting paralyzed.
Are you sure?
And yes, I'm quite sure. Cause
Are you sure it's Havoc?
I'm 1,000% sure. He ends up getting paralyzed and sitting in a hospital bed for a while. And Roy visits him, and Havoc is
Wait. Did you just say Roy Bits?
Visit.
Oh, okay.
Visit. I'm slurring my words. I apologize. Do you want me to enunciate properly, constantly? That's kind of diary.
Well, wasn't Itsuki like that?
No. No.
Sure.
I'm quite sure.
Uh-huh. And who did he go visit again?
Roy visited Havoc while Havoc was in the hospital. And Havoc is just sitting there like, you gotta go, dude. I'm resigning. They're gonna med me out. Now, mind you, I'm also using U.S. Army terms because I can't. But they basically medded him out of the Army. And Roy's like, nope. I'm gonna keep moving forward, but I'm waiting for you. You're gonna come back. And Havoc's like, dude, I can't fucking walk. Fuck you. And he gets pissed. As he should, you know, and I understand why.
Dude, I can't fucking walk. Fuck you. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Fuck you.
What? But you're saying fuck me?
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm paraphrasing. And Lavi knows I'm right. I'm pretty close, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if you can see the expression on his face, he's pretty pissed off. He's like, yeah. Dude, fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's... It's a fuck you face. Like, seriously.
It's a very fuck you face.
Yeah, and nobody gives Roy that face. But Havoc did. And so he's got balls. But he,
Balls of steel.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. To go up against Roy?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. To go up against Roy and Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is damn scary.
Yes. God, she frightened me.
Yeah, but wasn't she also in love with Roy anyway, so she was willing to argue with him?
That's iffy, and we'll get to that in a minute. Let me finish explaining Havoc.
Yes, please do.
Yes, I will.
Shh. Don't shush me. I'll shush you.
I'm going to start key mashing in a minute, kids. He ends up sitting in the hospital bed. I will talk louder than you. He ends up sitting in the hospital bed. And
okay,
lower it.
You're going to overdrive the mic.
Okay, then. He resigns his commission, and he ends up going back home and working in the general store that his parents own. Hanging out in a wheelchair, growing a goofy-ass goatee, and growing his hair out that looks weird. It's bad. It was bad. I'm going to say it one more time. It was bad. Goofy as hell. Honestly, though, I squealed when I saw it in the manga. Because, you know, lol Havoc. And, he ends up coming back And Roy's like, hey, guess what? I'm going to make you better. And I'm like, well, really? And then it happened, and then he got better, and then he became a pimp. The end.
Okay, now how did he get better?
Okay, now tell me the real story.
That's actually most of the real story, honestly. I'm pretty close there, actually. Because I've got proof that he became a pimp as soon as I can find the right word.
The right word.
No, the right cord.
Oh.
He, He ended up getting better because Roy ended up using a Philosopher's Stone on him that was hacked up by Envy?
No, I don't think it was.
Because
I think Marco made one.
Oh, that's right. It was the one that Marco made. And then he got better.
Because instead of using it on, wasn't it, oh no. No, yeah, that's right.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah, and it was the stone that he made, and then Roy fixed Havoc's legs, and then Havoc went through PT like a motherfucker, like a boss, and he became a pimp at the end. Continuing with the goofy goatee.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like the goatee either.
It was bad.
So, Brotherhood?
Like Roy and his mustache.
So, Brotherhood, overall?
Yes.
Good, except for the mustache.
So,
yeah.
Do we want to go ahead and rate this?
Well, I just gave you my rating on Brotherhood.
Well, okay. Do you want to... Well, go ahead and give your ratings for the manga, the movie, and the...
I will in just a moment.
You know, you sounded kind of robotic there.
Yes, talent. y'all go ahead. I will be right back.
Okay, Lavi, ladies first.
Oh, well, thank you.
Don't try to make it sound like
I'm
have
to say...
chivalrous. Go. I just said
and here
ladies
I thought
first.
Somebody was dead.
Oh, believe me, it is dead. But at least I can make you laugh.
Exactly. That's the best thing. I would have to say that I would have to give probably a 10 on the second series.
10.
Yes. And a 9 on the movie and first series. I thought the second series was a lot more emotional. I know I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
I thought they played very well on the characters, and they make you, you know, really like them, so you feel bad, you know, when something bad happens to them. Like like Envy, I was really sad when, you know, they kicked it. I was like, no, I really like them. And in the first series, I was kind of like, yeah, they're okay. You know, they give you a little bit more to like, I think, in the second series.
I can only talk towards the first series as well as the movie, because I've never read the manga, and to be honest with you, I don't plan to. I've just got so much to watch, if you've seen from that picture I sent you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, knock it off, Itsuki.
No, you.
You.
No, you.
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 No,
you. Okay. Let's stop.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you. Anyway, why don't you go ahead, Itsuki, because you've already given part of your ratings.
Okay.
And I like to reserve myself for the last. I'm sorry.
I liked Brotherhood, except for the mustache. which means it's a 9.
You've already rated Brotherhood. We were talking about the other things.
The manga is a 10. The first anime and the movie are like an 8.5.
You're just copying what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay.
I was really going to give the first series, because I can only talk about those, this first series and the movie, was, I'd have to say it was an 8, because after I found out that it didn't really follow the manga, there's probably more to it than that. So I figured I was going to have to watch the second series to find out more. And the movie, overall, I thought it was a good movie. but I'd have to give it an 8.5 because I was kind of upset with the ending, to be honest.
Yeah, the ending could have been better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, as far as the plot goes for the movie, it was a solid 8. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie.
It's not like, you know, it can be continued. It's a movie.
No. Well, they can continue a series after a movie. I know they've done it some series. I don't know where.
Well, depending on the plot of the movie, though.
Yeah.
And depending on how much they want to retcon.
I mean,
the other thing.
Look, I've seen plenty of series that have movies that go along with it, and I've seen where the movies really don't have anything to do with the series. Naruto, Tenchi. Those are good examples. There's only, Neon Genesis.
Bleach.
Yeah, Bleach is another good one for that. Neon Genesis, though, is one that I can think of that the movie kind of ends the series, or is supposed to. So, again, I'm just saying, as far as how this movie worked for us, it did answer questions. And it really did get the brothers back together, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to give it an 8. But at the end, though, I was really upset with the ending. Being trapped in our world without alchemy kind of sucks, and it really does end the series. I'm sorry. So, it can no longer be called Full Metal Alchemist. It can only be called, like, Al and Ed. Hey, Ed, what's up? I don't know, Al. What's up with you? We can't do alchemy. Fuck this. There's no show. So
screw this, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Only they can't.
Yeah, exactly.
So, really, that's where it gets stuck with the fact that it's an 8, unfortunately, in my book. If Brotherhood, and again, I'll have to see it, and don't expect me to read.
I don't expect reading out of you.
Hey.
I do. I'm not lying. I don't expect reading out of you. I expect you to watch Brotherhood, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it eventually. But as you know, I have so much to watch before that, so I'll just put it off to the side. Still. Overall, great series, though. Great series and a great concept. And I really like the fact... I really like the fact that they had science rolled into it as well. Not just fake crap that they make up. There was actual science in there.
So, it was real science.
So,
and I'm trying to find something, so delay time.
Delay time?
Yeah, really, just blab about something for a minute.
Well, why don't we play the game now?
Oh, yeah, that means I have to think while I'm looking for something. Man, oh, there it is.
You can multitask.
Yeah, okay. I actually can now, because I found it. I was looking in the right folder. Yay, go me. No, what?
My friend who loves hentai is trying to call.
Well, okay, so explain the game and explain what's going on while I...
Well, for those of you who decided to skip the first episode hoping the second would be any better, shit's
on you.
You're
wrong.
Yeah, shit's on you. Basically, this is where we try to stump each other by coming up with a name from a series that we've seen, or we're 100% sure that each of us have seen, and then we see if the other can guess what series it's from. On the last episode, if you heard it,
And if you haven't, stop this right now and go back and listen to it. Now.
Yeah, she just wants to make me angrier.
Go back and listen so you can cackle.
Yeah, well, I wasn't the only one. Was I, Lavi? You couldn't figure it out from what you told me until at the end.
Yes, I know, and that was so horrible because I'm such a fan.
Yeah, it really upset me.
And it wasn't...
What?
Hmm?
Hmm? I think we lost Lavi.
Like it was something that was from, like, the beginning of the manga that we've all forgotten. So,
yeah.
I was like, hello, I'm here.
No, it just upset me really much. Really, really. God, I was hitting on things and whatnot because I couldn't believe I forgot that.
Yeah, he flailed a bit. I went
emo for a couple of seconds. Anyway. Would you quit with that?
No, you.
No, you. You quit with that because that actually gets onto the audio.
Oh. Well, I'm only a little sorry.
Anyway, so today I've come up with a name after trying so many. So we're going to see if she can guess it. So you ready? The name for this one is James Hawking. He also goes by Jim most of the time, though. So guess. And for those of you out there who want to come up with a theme song for it, go ahead. I don't care. I'll probably throw it on top of it if you can give me a good one for his game show music or something. So continue. Come on. I want to hear the guesses.
Okay. You know what? I'm not even going to say it's not. I'm going to go with is it, because that's smarter.
Good. I'm smirking up a storm right now. Come on. Okay.
God, I have no idea what it's going to be. I need to change clothes while I do this. I'm trying to think. So, is it Gundam?
Nope.
Okay, I know it's not Full Metal.
Nope.
Is it Full Metal?
Nope.
Okay,
no,
all right.
No, it's not.
Okay, just making sure, because that'd be kind of lulls, but at the same time, be like, ah!
Be funny, wouldn't it? I should have tried to think of some weird ass name off in East Jesus in Full Metal.
Oh please, Belzio. There's mine.
Go, come on.
As long as you can tell me if you remember who Belzio is.
In about 5 minutes, I will.
Yeah. Okay. Is it from Tenchi? No.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
I think you might study up on Tenchi, so no.
Yeah. No, actually, I didn't. I was really lazy. Honestly, I have no idea. I give up.
Do you want to say it, Lavi? Because I know you know it.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Really?
I'll give it to you.
Outlaw Star.
I've never seen Outlaw Star.
Yeah, you have. I know you have.
No, I haven't.
You've seen parts of it. I know you have, because we watched it over
he's
here.
He's like a main character.
That doesn't mean anything.
She's seen it. I know she has, because we watched it over here at one point or another. Pieces
that
of
doesn't,
it.
That doesn't mean I was paying attention to it.
You were laughing at it. Don't even give me that. That's how I know you've seen it.
No, I don't really think I've seen it, actually.
You've probably not seen the whole thing. But I know you've seen at least the beginning of the series. He is Gene Starwin's partner. A little kid that's a genius.
Lost me. I have no idea.
It's probably been a long time, but I guarantee you it was when I first got the series that we watched it. Trust me.
I don't think that was me.
No, it was definitely you, because I know my friend had loved the series. The one that was a hentai fan loved the series, but I know I saw it with you at one point or another because we were eating Chinese food while watching it.
Not a clue.
Yeah, see, you can't remember, but it's there. Trust me. I never forget food.
I know you don't forget food.
I can even remember what we had that night, at least for me.
I probably had pork fried rice. That's how I roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, let me see, shrimp fried rice, chicken teriyaki, and of course my wonton soup.
Socks. As I ran into things. It's kind of painful. Actually, I ran with my ear.
So,
a day in the life of Itsuki.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, where are my socks? I think my mom stole them all. Sorry.
Well, I guess it's the end of the show for today. Tune in next time when we're going to have the next show up, and we'll have to decide what we're going to talk about. Until then, though, remember, we all agree that you should support the official release, but at the same time, we also agree that you should watch some stuff in the Japanese dub with English subtitling, of course. Unless,
well,
of course,
also
you can
remember,
understand it.
Also remember, Funimation does have a YouTube, and they put out full episodes of a lot of stuff on there. So check that out. And it's a good legal way to test the waters and see if you're going to like whatever it is. And then if you like it, go buy it. And just remember that when you buy it, it does have the Japanese audio track and the subtitles on it. So it's no different.
Well, just the reason you need to stop making so much noise, Itsuki.
Sorry, I'm trying to find socks.
Well, one of the reasons why we say support the official release is because of the fact that if you don't and you go out and get it under illegal, through legal means, we could start losing more anime series coming to the U.S. And I would really have to kill somebody if it's because of them. I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah,
I know I went out and got stuff, but that doesn't change the fact that I went out and supported the official release, too. So.
Sorry. Get the junk off the flip-flops.
Flip-flops for church.
I can't find socks, okay? I think mom stole them all.
Uh-huh. Next, you're going to say your mom stole your bras.
No, they're too small for her.
I did not need to know that.
Hey, you asked.
No, I didn't.
You implied. Close enough. Na-na-na-na-na. You brought it upon yourself either way.
So, support the official release, and remember, tune in next week to see who's going to get stumped. And we may even have Lavi who decides to come back. It all depends on her, if she wants to.
Oh, yay! I would like to. That's very nice.
We would definitely love to have you back. And, you know, if you're interested in doing guest commentary with us, shoot us a message, animeexperts@gmail.com, or on Twitter, @twitter.com/animeexperts. Tumblr, animeexperts.tumblr.com.
We'll just have to let them know, though, that if they plan to do it, they need to get a Skype account.
Yeah, you know. Definitely get a Skype account, because that's how we roll, because we're cheap.
Yeah. Which I might get another Skype account just for this.
Yeah.
So. But
we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And putting up with our nonsense.
Yeah, really.
But I really don't think we talked about enough boobs.
We'll talk about more boobs this time. We were kind of rushed.
Maybe we should talk about Tenchi next episode.
With boobs! If you know Tenchi, let us know!
Oh, boobs? Definitely. Boobs, boobs, and more boobs.
If you like boobs, let us know!
So, from all of us here at Anime Experts, see you next time.
Thank you.